How would you answer this patient's question? You're having a treatment consultation with a 35-year-old adult female. She has a class 1 mildly crowded malocclusion with a bilateral posterior crossbite due to palatal constriction. She definitely needs palatal expansion. But at her age, you recommend that she should have surgically assisted rapid maxillary expansion. When you propose the surgical correction, the patient agrees to the treatment, but then asks you an interesting question. She wonders if she would have had the treatment as an adolescent and had conventional maxillary expansion, would there be a difference in the stability of the treatment result long term? How would you answer that question? Is there any difference in the long-term outcome when posterior maxillary dental crossbites are corrected in a teenager as opposed to in an adult? That question was addressed in a study that was published in the March 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. I thought this would be an excellent article for us to review. The title of this article is Stability in Dental Changes in Rapid Maxillary Expansion and Surgically Assisted Rapid Maxillary Expansion 2 years After Treatment. This study comes out of Sivas, Turkey, and is co-authored by Dr. Sokucu and three other research associates from the Department of Orthodontics and Maxillofacial Surgery at Cumhuriyet University. The purpose of this study was to compare the detailed dental changes seen with rapid maxillary expansion and surgically assisted rapid maxillary expansion following orthodontic treatment as well as the stability after 2 years. The sample for this study consisted of two groups of patients. The first group included 14 subjects with a mean age of about 12 years. The second group consisted of 13 subjects with an average age of around 19 years. Both groups had maxillary posterior constriction and required palatal expansion. In both groups, a modified bonded acrylic rapid maxillary expansion appliance was used for the expansion process. It was cemented to the posterior teeth using glass ionomer cement. Now, in both groups, the appliance was activated 1/4 turn once a day during the expansion period until the desired opening had been achieved. 1 week after completion of the expansion, the bonded appliance was removed and it was used as a removable retention appliance for the next 6 months. Then a transpalatal arch was used during fixed orthodontic appliance therapy, and a maxillary Holley was used for 1 year during the retention period. The major difference between these two samples was that in the older group of individuals, surgically assisted expansion was used. This consisted of a standard horizontal osteotomy from the piriform aperture to the pterygomaxillary junction bilaterally. In order to determine the changes, dental casts were taken before treatment, at the end of orthodontic treatment, and after 2 years. Intermolar and interpremolar widths were measured and compared. Okay, what do you think these researchers found? Remember the key question. Was there a difference in stability when expansion was performed conventionally versus surgically? And the answer to that question is no. In both groups, a significant amount of expansion occurred. When the authors compared the two groups, there was no statistically significant difference. The key was in the comparison of the groups after 2 years. The authors also found that 2 years post-treatment, there were no statistically significant differences in the amount of change that occurred in those subjects that had conventional expansion compared to those who had surgically assisted rapid maxillary expansion. So now you have an answer for your patient. When your patient asks you whether or not surgically assisted rapid maxillary expansion would be less stable than conventional expansion performed in a child, now you know. There is no statistically significant difference, at least up to 2 years after orthodontic treatment. If you'd like to review this study that documents the changes in stability of conventional versus surgically assisted rapid maxillary expansion, you can find it in the March 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.